So we came up to the canal, and what had happened? The Egyptians had taken over the canal. Yeah. Nasser had nationalized the canal, kicked the British and the French out. All right, so we came thinking we were going to go through at the head of what they called the convoy. They had a bunch of merchant ships and put military ships in the front.
Yeah.
When we went down, that's when the hip hip guys were running it. So we came back, and they wouldn't let us go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the State Department got involved, and we were transferred. Our two ships were transferred to the State Department,
mm-hmm.
and under their control, I should say.
Okay.
So the captain used to go ashore and negotiate with the State Department and the British, yeah. I mean the Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
So after 3 days of standing there with a Egyptian PT boat circling yeah. us continually to make sure we weren't going to be warry-like,
yeah.
We were told we could go.
Mm-hmm.
So
the State Department got in there and negotiated to get you guys
The captain had to sign an agreement and the State Department that mm-hmm. the United States would be held responsible for any and all damage done to the canal during our passage, which we did, all right? Because what they...
No, why would you damage it? You did not
they
damage
didn't know.
It?
See, they... Oh, okay. The Egyptians thought of three countries...
Oh, they hadn't
countries
been running
to,
it, so they
well,
didn't know.
They thought of three countries
okay.
as allies. France, the United States, and Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were. But we were not the part owners of the canal like
yeah.
they were. So we just wanted to have free transit of the canal. We
yeah.
didn't care who owned it.
Yeah.
It was just, as far as we were concerned, we'd pay our fares to go through, and that's all we wanted to do. But they thought, oh, they were scared of us because, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now, what were they really afraid of? Well, let me tell you. I'll get to it in a minute. First thing we did is we arranged to man our guns going through the canal.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't know what they were going to do. They put us at the end of the canal of the
yeah.
thing. And we were told, look non-obvious. So the only way you would know is I walked forward on the ship up to the bow, and I took a picture of the ship looking aft. And there's a thing we call tompions. A tompion is a plug that goes in the end of the gun barrel
mm-hmm.
to keep the seawater from getting in it. Tompions were not in the guns, which meant they were ready for
it's
action.
It's more threatening, yeah.
All right, but nobody would notice that.
Okay.
Then there was a guy on top of the main battery director. That was the place where they could slew the guns around left and right and
mm-hmm.
tell them where to fire and so on. And he was just out sunning himself, but I noticed he was wearing his earphones, you know, which
yeah.
meant he was in touch with the in parts of the ship and
okay.
very aware of what was going on.
Yeah.
I was back aft with a quad 40-millimeter mount. We had four barrels of 40-millimeter, and we had a gun shield around it. It was not in a gun mount with
mm-hmm.
protection.
So you were going through this canal a bit ready for something to possibly
exactly.
happen, is that?
Okay. Exactly, and hoping nothing did.
Hoping, right.
Well, there was one bridge that went across the canal. And that led over to the Sinai Peninsula. Now, in those days, Israel did not run the Sinai. The Egyptians owned the Sinai. It was their land. And what they really were afraid of is that we were going to damage that bridge. Because they were afraid the Israelis would attack. And if they didn't have the bridge to resupply, that was
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
So when we got up near the bridge, all of a sudden, and there was sand on the side, you know, just the desert.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, some Egyptian guy stands up in the hill of sand,
mm-hmm.
blows a bugle, and I kid you not, 1,000 other Egyptian soldiers stood up and aimed their rifles at us.
Oh, wow.
Now, I was, as I say, back aft, and I had a set of headphones, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the word came, hold fast, stand fast, don't do anything.
Yeah.
So I told the guy, stay down. Now, we had shells in the guns.
Mm-hmm. So you could have.
We just pointed out. Boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom.
But you're
so
trying to.
We tried. So we did. We stayed fast. They mm-hmm. luckily nobody over there shot his rifle.
Sure.
And we just kept steaming right by. Didn't damage the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And we went up and we came out of the canal.
Okay.